GU. 4BWA. You sound asleep, young man. Sleep. I'm just kind of sleepwalking. Was off for a number of hours yesterday, at least in the upstate, and I don't know how much wider that might have been. And finally came back on, and gee whiz, I'm not connecting to the internet on my phone. I wonder if it's happened again. For a large region extending up into Virginia and Tennessee. So I was up in North Carolina. Friend of ours was in the land. I tell you what, we were so far back in there, I thought I was going to
land. To an outside antenna.
What I can. I cannot connect to an outside antenna right now.
That was much better. Don't move.
Carolina up in the mountains yesterday, and man, I tell you what, we were in there so deep, I thought I heard the banjo start to play.
Better get out quick.
Oh, we did.
Hey, your tractor supply down here is coming along pretty good. They got the framework for the red awning up now and the building painted, and it's still a big mud hole, though.
It's going to be so nice to have one a little bit closer by than
Grove. Clear is nice. When they put in a new one and keep it up and keep it stocked, it's a nice place to browse.
Not here.
A few days, I'll try to stop by that QT on 101. I just never noticed, and I don't ever go to the one on 101, that some of them are truck stops.
Out and about today. You want me to swing by there and just pick up what you need?
Bubble, oh, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful. Appreciate it. I stop at them from here to Kentucky and back, so I might have stopped in one, but thought it was part of some other outfit and not realized it was part of QT. Why don't they do that everywhere? Just not enough parts to some people buying those separate items.
Most people that, just buy gasoline and it's not a truck stop do not run CB radios. Truck drivers run CB radios and radio gear, so the regular stores, they don't bother stocking that because that's not an item that bothers to sell. But the truck stops, well, the truck drivers buy that stuff and that's where they sell it.
I've talked to the guy several times that analyzes locations and the sales volume and just the store layout and everything. He's a pretty articulate young man, or middle-aged guy, younger than us. And they've really got their business plan thought out and everything, and you have to admit they came on the scene and just took over the upstate with price and product and everything. And how many times have you gone by a QT and whipped in to get a 49-set ice cream cone? They know what they're doing.
Know why they are up here, right?
Not answer.
For the longest time, you noticed they did not come into South Carolina over the South Carolina border because they had a gentleman's agreement with Stuart Spinks that if he didn't come into Georgia, they wouldn't come into South Carolina. Well, Stuart broke the deal and started over into the edge of Georgia. So, they taught him a lesson.
Information.
So, let's put it this way. You don't see Weigel from Tennessee in Georgia or South Carolina. Or for that matter, North Carolina. But they are they're huge in Tennessee and Virginia. and all up through that area. So as long as Weigel doesn't go into Georgia, hey, pretty much QT leaves them alone.
I won't fuss with you either way. I don't know, but commercial real estate doesn't usually operate on gentlemen's agreements to stay out when multiplied millions of dollars are on the line. But makes a good story.
Let's put it this way. I am sure glad that QT came in here and mowed over Sphinx.
Yeah. But people patronize them. It's an amazing number of people. If a gas station is in a fairly convenient place, they don't even look at the price.
Well, hey, I quit trading with Stuart Sphinx after Katrina because he come in here. You know, he got fined millions of dollars for price gouging and holding fuel back.
Yes, he did. He took advantage of that really bad. I didn't know it was millions, but I knew it was a huge fine. I remember that.
And all I can say is he got what was coming to him.
To him for a while at that one just over 85 on Highway 9 because he sold non-ethanol fuel, and that's all I'll put in my weed eaters and my mowers. But that new gas station up the street, just, you know, within rock throwing distance of that new Tractor Supply, they have some non-ethanol up there, so I'm just going to start going up there for that product.
Another thing, you know, when he first started that, and non-ethanol was kind of in short supply, well, he got caught selling ethanol in those non-ethanol tanks.
Getting some more stuff off the air. Interesting guy. But what else you got going today? Did you make you some money in North Carolina yesterday?
No, I just went up there looking at a piece of land with a buddy of mine. He was interested in it. No, that was just a goose chase.
It was fun and something to do. Teresa had her birthday yesterday, and so did my 89-year-old dad, so we get to knock those out on the same day.
Cost you there, bud. Try it again. It might have been on my end.
Well, my dad and Teresa both have a birthday on the 28th, so we didn't get together yesterday. I went yesterday to eat with my parents and gave Daddy his birthday gift and his card and stuff, and then we celebrated Teresa's last night. We got some takeout from Capri's. Just didn't want to go inside, but there were a lot of people in that place, man. They were coming out like crazy. I guess they were socially distanced, but they had a house full.
I read some pretty good reports about rates yesterday. I forget where it was, but North Carolina has reopened all their dining rooms again.
Yep. Well, I think they all ought to be open and just let the individual decide whether they want to patronize it. I don't know. It seems like it's real simple to me, but everybody gets all torn up about mandating one way or the other.
There is something to be said in the heat of it for, you know, kind of closing that stuff down. But you know what? Folks can be paranoid and take it too far. That's the folks I get a little irritated over. But, you know, there's no reason to keep a dining room shut down right now with like, Bojo's. Yeah, you and I know about that.
I feel sorry for some of these restaurants. They've got high overhead. The rent in some of these commercial spaces and the payments on the kitchen equipment. I mean, there are people out there paying all kind of monthly fees just to rent their coolers. I've got two friends in that business, and they really do well. And the ice machine business and even on up to big giant walk-in coolers, and they get monthly income off that I wouldn't mind having.
Why would you rent something like that?
Well, apparently it's more cost-effective than buying it because they have to handle the maintenance if it's their machine. So all you got to do if you're a restaurant owner is call them and say, get out here now. I got a restaurant. I got food spoiling. And I'm sure some of them do own their machines, but that's just the way a lot of people try to keep down their investment is just pay a monthly fee.
Okay, hang on. Stand by just a second. Oh, okay, I'm back. Well, you know what, though, all that is factored into that, and they're going to raise the rent rate to cover all that maintenance, and you know, it's just like an insurance policy. So whether you wind up paying.
Few words. We need to figure out something if you're gonna get on here in the morning. It's where you get into the repeater a little bit better.
Yeah. This little HT is just not that great. Well, listen, I'll go ahead and sign with you, bud. I'm going to back on out of here. I got my breakfast ready, and I'm going to sit over here and chow down. So you be careful going on in, and I will catch you later. Think about some period this coming weekend where we can do those chairs. And I'll catch you later. 73s, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
I was going to mention the same thing. That'd be great. That'd be great. And don't go 10 miles out of your way, but if you're near that 101 QT today, that'd be great. W4, never give up.